Black rock, black rock t-shirt. Black rock, black rock t-shirt.
Hello. Good morning. Good night. Good afternoon. Maybe you're listening to this midday. Good noon time. Having a good time. Welcome to the JevCast. I want to thank our sponsors, Dr. Bronner's soap. It's good soap. It's good soap. It's oily. You put it on your skin. My parents used to use this stuff in the 70s, Dr. Bronner's. It's good. You only need to do like one little. I put mine in the squeeze, and then I do one, and then I put it on my thing, and then, yeah, these dogs, man. Let me talk about the dogs really quick for a minute, what we got going on here. We got two chihuahuas. And we got a bloodhound. It's the craziest. It's like a perfect storm at my house. And the little baby, the baby dog has a lot of names. Call her Baby Froggy. That's what I call the dog, yeah. We're actually getting some shots of the dogs right now. Some dog roll. I think it's called D-roll for dog. And I wanted to say I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling really like in a fun mood. I feel like I can just talk to myself for hours. I've got a lot of good feedback from the first JevCast, Jevin podcast. And I wanted to know what do you guys want me to talk about next time? Or what do you want me to talk about on episode 160? Or, you know, are we going local? Are we going global with the podcast? We don't know what we're doing. We're just kind of riffing. And last time, to recap, we talked a little bit about what happens to us as we get older. And why do we just sit around sometimes and think, oh, I miss the good old days, or 20 years ago. I mean, I know my feet hurt right now, right as I'm doing this podcast, but we got to keep on moving, guys. Got to get out there and do something. I don't care if it's like lassoing your dog or trying to lasso like a wooden horse thing. I've seen people do that where they go like this, and then they practice on a wooden thing. You could do that. Walking, like I was saying, walking is good. But I think getting old sucks, and I think that's where we're going to start right now. You know, even my dog has told me before that she doesn't like getting old. She gets up, and I can tell she's kind of like, oh, God. But, you know, the only way to combat all that osteo, whatever you got going on, is to move around. Break it up. Try changing up your habits. Knock it out in the morning. And when I say knock it out in the morning, I'm talking about walking. Get your mind out the gutter. Getting old can suck, but getting old is also really cool. I think a lot of the times I am able to see, I don't know, maybe you get more like sympathetic as you get older. You know, like I sometimes look at my kids and I get sad in a happy way, though, like a happy cry kind of thing, where I look at the kids and I'm staring at my kids and they're like, shut up, dad, or whatever, or they say stuff like, my daughter's 12 now, and she says stuff like, whatever, kid, to me. to try and upset me. And it works. I get mad. I get really mad when she does that, and I tell her, "Hey, don't call me kid." And right there, that's when I lose all that. Getting old is a good thing, wisdom. And I become like a child. So maybe the key to life is to argue with your children. Maybe that keeps you young. I think a good argument with your dad, or say you have like a grandmother in town, start an argument with her. And make it about something other than politics or religion, because you're never, I don't know where you're coming from with your politics. I don't know where you're coming from with your religion. How am I supposed to understand that? I grew up in a hippie family. Me, personally. I grew up in a house full of hippiness. And I tried to run from that. I tried to hide from that for a long time. And now I just have to admit, I think I'm a hippie. Let me let that sink in for a minute. But I'm also strong. I think I'm stronger than you. Do you think you're stronger than me? Send me a message and tell me how strong you are. Send me a video. Tell me how strong you are. Show me how strong you are. Speaking of strong, so my kids getting old. My kids are strong, physically very strong. And I always try to get them to do stuff with me. And you know, I also try to get like the younger generation of my peer group is musicians, I would say, around here. And in my peer group are people that are 27. And that's 20 years younger than me. And they always say to me stuff like, "Jevin, you're doing so much stuff. You put out so much stuff. Like, you have an idea and you just do it, and you immediately like put it out. And how do you do that?" And I was telling I was talking to my buddy Jared last night. I think Jared Templeton is actually 57, but I was talking to him last night and I said, "I just don't care about my content anymore. I care about it enough to put it out, and I care about it when I'm doing it. I do enjoy writing little songs, short little songs, you know, and I enjoy them. But I also think once you are done with the song or you're piece of art, your thing you're doing, your project, maybe you build websites, maybe I talk about arborists a lot on these podcasts. I think I mentioned arborists last time. But you know, when you're done trimming that bush, then move on and do the next one, you know, and make some art, like make a corn maze, make a thing with your,
say hi baby Froggy. My name is Baby Froggy. Hi. Hello. Goodbye. Goodbye to you.
Goodbye to you. Another thing that we were going to talk about today was staying relevant, and that also kind of goes right into the, am I old? But there's a lot of cool old people. I mean, how about that guy that ran the marathon at 100 years old in Savannah? Okay, maybe he didn't run. Maybe he walked, but I don't care. When was the last time you walked 26 miles? Yeah, I know. And you're saying to yourself, I didn't even walk 26 miles last year. I don't walk unless somebody's chasing me like a zombie, right? I get it. I think I do mention fitness a lot or some sort of exercise a lot, because I think you need to move around to get your brain moving around inside your cerebral, some people say cortex, but I prefer to say vortex. I think you need to feel good in order to make others feel good. And I think you need to, you know, move around And I like to move around. I like to talk to all these relevant dudes and dudettes. And sometimes I've noticed there was a little episode in Delicio a couple years ago where there were some really tall girls. I'll let you guys do the math on this one. But there were some really tall girls in there, and one of them was a musician. And I looked at her in the eyes that's what I like to do. I like to like look right into people's eyes. And I said, hey, I know who you are. Do you know who I am? She said, no. And I said, if you ever want to write a song with me, just let me know. And she was like, she looked at her friend like, ugh. And I could just hear her as I left. I could just hear them saying, that old guy that wanted to write a song with you. It's not that I want to write a song with you. I want to let you know I will if you want me to. I don't really want to. Like I had recently some people, man, I'll go run up with you, man. I'll run with you. I'll go out there, man. I'll hit the road with you. I'll run however long you want. And right away I kind of thought, well, you're either faster than me or slower than me. I don't think this is going to work out. Like, you know how you're in the elevator sometimes and, you know, maybe you're a young lady and a good-looking rugged man gets in there, or maybe you like nerds, maybe a nerd gets in there and you look at him and right away you just think of all the stuff. You just fast forward like 20 years where your son is graduating high school and then you kind of think as he's walking out of the elevator, that wouldn't have worked out anyway. That relationship was a dead end right there. And that's kind of the way I think about you know, when people are like, hey man, let's go, I'll run with you, or I'll do, man, just run by yourself, man. Let me be. And this is part of getting old. Leave me alone. Just let me be, man. I'm over here on my porch. I'm not bothering nobody. But in order to stay relevant, you must talk to the young peoples. What are they into? Whoa. What are they into? You need to learn their dances. You have to learn the dances they're doing. If you don't learn their dances, I'm going to say a curse word right now. You're screwed. You got to learn the floss. Learn it the right way. Take your time. Learn it the right way. Remember when you learned how to juggle? Remember when you learned how to, what else is weird that people do? I can't do it, but the Rubik's Cube, like maybe some of you guys out there can do a Rubik's Cube. But you remember how good it felt when you were like, aha! And you looked at like your little nephew and you said, I can do it now! And you feel good, you know? Staying relevant, it's all, to me, that's a big part of staying fresh and not getting old is the dance. People say life is a dance. Maybe for you it's ballet. Maybe your life is the Nutcracker Suite. Sometimes mine is. But maybe your life is not the Nutcracker Suite. Maybe right now you're doing Swan Lake. And that's good. I'm glad you are. That's much more, I think that sounds smoother. That's like you're living the easy life right now. Like you're not, you know, your car's paid off, you're living at home. Your parents keep saying, you know, you're gonna have to move out sometime. And you're like, I know, but I'm 27. Just let me stay. I'm saving money. I'm going to Machu Picchu. I know for a lot of people out there, if they haven't gone to Machu Picchu yet, I mean, you haven't been to Machu Picchu yet? Oh, well, you need to go. And then you start thinking, oh my God, I need to go. I need to go to Machu Picchu. And then once you get there, once once you get to Machu Picchu, what do you do when you get to the top of Machu Picchu? You come back to Bluffton. And start learning those dances. I think also learning slang is important too. It's funny to me when people say, what do the kids say these days? And why are you asking me? Why are you asking me? Why don't you go get woke or whatever? Or why don't you say who dis on your thing? Like, what up, Pikachu, who dis? And then all the kids laugh and all the old people are like. And by old people, sometimes I mean like 32. You're getting old. And being relevant isn't just, it's not just for a musician or a person who's making pottery. It's also for just, you know, I mean, how much, you guys are always talking about sports. I mean, you know, the women just won the World Cup. Now, that makes a lot more sense to me than talking about the Trailblazers again. And you know what happens? I finally watched the Trailblazers. It was good. Then they got beat. These Canadians got that edge. I know you thought I was going to segue into all that stuff about the World Cup, the girls in the World Cup, but I'm not. I haven't watched a single corner kick. I haven't watched a throw-in or anything. I don't have TV right now. I don't know how to do the 7-day subscription where you get free TV and you use email and then you get your trial. I don't know how to do it. This is part of being relevant, though. You talk to people and you learn about this stuff, and you can get free TV if you want. Or you can buy a Fire Stick. You'll get like whatever, all the channels. But it's still gonna be that show. My God, what is that show? It's like the New Jersey Shore. Vanderpump Rules. Why do you, what? Tell me who your favorite character is. And tell me the difference between the Jersey Shore, which you don't watch reruns of, and Vanderpump Rules. I want to know. Send me a message. Send me a message on Instagram. Send me a message on Facebook. I'm not one of those people that says, I don't do Facebook. I mean, I'm not that cool. I do both. I go both ways. Let's talk about the word weird. We've talked about getting old, although I really don't know what that's like right now, because I don't feel that old. I feel old sometimes in the morning, but then at night I feel like Bruce Lee in his first movie. I don't think I've ever watched a Bruce Lee movie, but Return of the Dragon, I'm sure, is what I would watch. But the word weird is something I want to talk about right now. It can be misconstrued as a mean word. People might say, a lot of kids say to me, you're weird. At a lot of my gigs. And they look at the person who I'm playing with and they say, he's weird, and they point at me. Am I weird? What does that mean, being weird? Let me tell you what I think being weird means. Do I listen to weird music? I do. Do you know what weird music is? These kind of people out there that say, I'm weird, and then they listen to iHeartRadio. That's weird. You listen to songs with your kids about going in the club. Or like, the songs that are on that stuff. Now, I talk about sounding old. I'm going to sound old right now. those songs are about nastiness. And those songs, like Rihanna songs, like has she ever not sung a song about lust? Lusting after someone, or someone lusting after her. I know, now I sound like I'm gonna do like start preaching, like a sermon. But a lot of those, you know, like I'll hear my kids in the back singing these songs, and I'm thinking like, whoa, hey, that's kind of almost X-rated what you're singing right now. Whatever happened to the wholesome songs, like the Sesame Street theme song or Menomina? Those are the kind of songs I like. And I know some of you guys are probably thinking, Jevin, I've heard you say nasty stuff. And I have said nasty stuff before. And if I said something nasty to you and you felt weird, I'm sorry. This is your personal apology. Because everybody knows when you say you're sorry, fresh slate. Which I still don't understand. Because, I mean, if you're so sorry about it, why'd you say it in the first place? Well, I made a mistake. All right, whatever. I was being weird. So the kid walks up to me. And the kid is like 6 years old. And the kid looks me right in the face and says, "You're weird." And right away I think, everybody's weird. But I don't say that, you know. And I think to myself for a second, what am I going to say to this kid? So a lot of the times I tell people, I tell kids, I'll tell anybody, you got to be weird to survive in this jungle. We are kind of in a jungle right now. We got the bug spray on. And I think you have to be weird. I think people think if they wear a golf shirt and get their hair cut and, you know, if they drink the right kind of scotch, they're not weird. Or if they, you know, if they're straight, they're not weird. Or, you know, Jevin's weird and I'm not weird. You do weird stuff. The way you sleep is weird. People do weird stuff with their dogs. Like, I've heard about people brushing their dog's teeth. You know, you got all this gel in your hair, and I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm just kind of going off on a little thing. You got all this gel in your hair, and your real estate sales are booming, and you brush your dog's teeth. Come on, man. That's weird, especially because you probably don't brush your own teeth in the same way. I mean, you probably brush your own teeth the way your mom brushed her teeth, like really fast and a lot. Like my mom used to brush her teeth, and it was like the perfect tooth. It was like she read a manual on how to brush her teeth, and I used to always kind of look in amazement because I've never really been a toothbrusher. I only have one cavity. Represent. But, I mean, I guess that is weird to have a gold tooth. But then you brush your dog's teeth, or you give your dog those weird dog haircuts. Talk about weird. Give yourself one of those. Or dye, people that dye their dog's hair into the pattern of the like a jungle animal, like a cheetah. You ever seen those labradoodles that look like cheetahs? Sickening. Weird. Cool. It's cool. I mean, or, man, what are these girls doing now? Stiletto nails, where their nails are super pointy. I was talking to the homie over there at, there's some slang for you. You can call your wife the homie from now on. I was talking to the homie. I was talking to the homie over at End Market. I think that's what it's called. I think they rebranded End Market as End Market. It's all like it's a leaf. Their brand is a leaf now. It's like the healthiest gas station ever. And I said, oh my God, your nails look really cool. And she had a really weird color. It was like Day-Glo yellow. And you know how they have like yellow, 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 gold, yellow. This one is weird. This nail will be off. And her nails were pointing. She was like, Jevin, it's stiletto nails. And I was like, oh man. I think I was talking to, I think her name's Shakira. Not the Shakira you're thinking about, Dad. But I know. But that was weird to me. But it's cool. And once it catches on, it's not weird anymore. Okay, maybe now we hit on something. So slides, those shoes that everybody wears with black socks. Now I notice kids are doing white socks. And then Gavin, Gnarly Gav, he did his gig at the Hilton Head Music Fest, and he had his socks pulled up, and they were like mid-calfers. And he was like, look, man, I got my socks pulled up like Pup-Up used to do. So that's to me, that's weird. I used to roll my socks when I was a kid. I used to roll them down like this, and I thought it made me faster. And that, people used to tell me I was weird for doing that. Like back when I had like, my hair was like really, really blonde when I was, I guess I was about 9. And my nickname was Rocket. And I thought I was fast. I don't think I really ever raced anyone. I think I just kind of created this illusion in my mind that I was really fast. And my mom might have felt sorry for me because all the asthma stuff. Like I was like in the bed with a chihuahua and I'd be like, and then the next day I'd be fine. I'd be running around. And maybe that was her way of telling me that I was healthy or something. That was, you know, like in the last episode, I don't know if you guys watched the first episode, but like my mom used to tell me I was cool all the time. So, and I think there are people out there today that might think that's weird. Like, you tell your kids they're cool. You need to teach them how to put the dishes in the dishwasher, and you need to manage their time on their devices and make sure they're not playing Minecraft too much or whatever. Yeah, I know. But it's probably just a phase. I mean, what were you doing in the summer of 69? You know, like if you were 8 years old, if you were born in 1961, send me a message and tell me what you were doing that summer. I know you. In the last episode, I was talking about this a little bit. Were you playing around a fire hydrant in New York City? Were you riding on the back of a... Were you doing the haystack? You know how they do this? Everybody jumps on a tractor. I mean, how long are those rides? They're not that long. Now I'm getting mad. What were you doing for the rest of the day before video games? What did we do? What did we do before that? I mean, everybody has gone through a video game phase, and if you haven't, you're old, and you're probably not relevant right now. But, you know, there's older people out there that know how to stay relevant. I see people, I see some people, I play pickleball, you know, with these people that are generally, y'all are old. You're oldies. You're moldy. You guys sing those old songs when we're out there. Like, they sing, like, song. Haven't you heard that song, Jevin? How would I have heard that song? It was a hit in 1958. So, if you were born in 1950, send me a message and tell me what you were doing in 1958. What were you doing all day long? Were you a farmer? Were you working on the farm? Or were you just, like, sitting around? What the heck did you people do? Who are you people? What did you do? I want you to tell me what you did. In 1987 or 1988, we used to play RBI. I think that's what it was called. It was like the first baseball game out on Nintendo. Is it Nintendo? It might have been Nintendo. It might have been after the Commodore 64. And we used to all hang out, and we used to play that for hours. I mean, what do you, you know, you can only go to the beach so much. That might have been before we were really hanging out at the beach a lot. And So I remember, like, we used to go to the beach a lot, and we weren't weird when we went to the beach a lot, but when we were skateboarders, we were weird. And now, if you're a skateboarder, I think that's kind of weird, but in the late 90s, it was really cool if you were a skateboarder. You know, like in the Eric Costin days, or when Tony Hawk's video game was out. See, everybody was doing it, so it wasn't weird. But when we were doing it, Gavin does these hilarious videos. It's like a filter where it makes his face real long, and he talks in this real deep voice, and he talks about how weird it was when Gavin and I used to wear like Madras shorts, you know, like crazy color Madras shorts, and like pull our Argyle socks up real high, and we had our head shaved on one side, and that was so weird. But to us, we were just trying to be cool. We didn't think we were weird until we went to Battery Creek High School for all county band, and I felt bad. Like, people were saying, like, man, you're weird. You guys are weird. And, you know, I felt bad. I mean, it's like, it was a badge of honor at the time, I guess. And nowadays, I feel like I want to be as weird as possible wherever I go, because everywhere I go, people introduce me as to their friends. Like, this guy is crazy. Crazy and weird. The other day, I was talking to my buddy Eric over there at the Juice Hive, which is a really fun place to go. And he introduced me to his friend. And, you know, typically people will say, this is my buddy Jev, and he's a musician. But this guy was like, this is my buddy Jev, and he's like a social media guy, is how he described me. And the guy said, well, what kind of product are you moving? And I thought, Rosie, stop doing that. Stop doing that. This is the part of me that's not weird. This is the part of me stressed. When that dog, see, you can't see the fence over here. This is like real. This is real time. I think this is called a hot take. These dogs, see when I do my hand like this? This is when I get mad. Shut up. The bloodhound jumps on people. Like when Clark comes over and we do the podcast, the dog jumps on people. And right now, there's nuns that live next to me that are super nice. They used to bring me like all kinds of like, they used to bring me the most fattening foods. Like, here, you want 12 loaves of bread? We don't have any bread. And I'd be like, all right, fine. Or like, here, we brought you some beef stroganoff. I don't eat beef stroganoff, but I'll take it. So the dog, she had just had a hip replacement. Agnes, who is the nun who saved me the time I set my yard on fire. Let's do that. Let's talk about that later. She was over there, and the dog jumped on her, and she had just had hip replacement. And now we don't talk anymore, because that was weird when the dog jumped on her, and she was bleeding. And so then I had to spend $3,000 on this fence. Just that half. 66 square feet cost $2,800. And then I had to get the thing put in. See, this is like, this is dad time. This is dad talk. This is the bad part of the podcast. Turn it, don't even watch this part. Skip over this. I'm going to talk about this for a minute. The dog has a lot of energy. This bloodhound could, like, these dogs can go for, apparently they can go for like 3 days without water. They're like the camels of the dog world. Because their nose, that has like more receptors in it than a bear's nose or something. See, now I'm nerding out. Now I'm being weird. This is the part about my weirdness that I understand. I am being weird now. So the dog like ran over there, and this is before this magnificent fence, plastic fence. the dog ran, lumbered over there. And in slow motion, we all watched the dog jump up on Agnes, the nun, who's very nice. She's never, ever said once, like, I need to find this, or I need to get this in my life, ever. All she's done is bring over that stroganoff, which we don't eat. Or like a lot of breadsticks. They used to bring us so many breadsticks, you know. Those things are killing people, man. Breadsticks are killing you guys. Stop eating the breadsticks. Put the breadstick down for me. Next time you're out, Pizza Hut or, no, the worst one is Little Caesars. Like, it's got such a cool name. What about Big Caesar? What happened to him? Dog jumped on her. She went down. And then I got a note in my mailbox, which is illegal, by the way, to put something in my mailbox because it's federal property. And I had to get the fence put in. And I had to, like, cut down one of my favorite shrubs. Luckily, it came back, you know. But that's the weird part of me, is the dad fence yelling at dogs guy. People are like, man, you left me a voice message and you were yelling at the dog, man. That was hilarious. I'm like, it's not hilarious. Or like, hey, man, you want this dog to stay in this mix? They call it a mix when you do a song. Like, you send him a guitar and vocal or whatever, drum beat, whatever, bass guitar. And in a lot of these songs, the bloodhound is there. And then my wife always says, you're going to miss that dog when she's gone. And these dogs have the shortest lifespan of any dog, but not this one. That's the Keith Richards of bloodhounds right there. This dog is not going anywhere right now. The dog has eaten all the bad stuff. I wrote this song recently. It's on my kids' album that just came out. Check it out. This song is called Don't Feed Your Dog People Food. That dog has eaten all that stuff. Chocolate, raisins, avocados, what else? Cheese. Yesterday it ate all... I chopped off the top of all the carrots. I buy organic carrots, sorry. I chop off all the stalk. I tried to eat the stalk, the I don't know what you would call it, the afro part of the carrot. And I tried to eat it once. It's not as good as beet greens. I guess, I don't know if you would call it carrot greens. It's not a greens. And that dog ate it. And that's never gonna die. Now the dog wants to go inside. You're trying to make me end the podcast because you want to go inside. Coffee's almost gone. Told the story about the nuns. I got one more weird story and then we'll wrap it up. My kids' show at Caledonia went really well last night. Sherry Westerfield came over. She was my 8th grade U.S. history teacher. No, it wasn't called U.S. history, though. It was just called history. That was the first time I ever got an F in school. And I was telling her, I was saying, you know, when I... We were talking about how some kids get school. Like, my son just got it. He's going to Yale. And I was talking about, she was like, oh, yeah, but she didn't get smarts from you. I've been hearing that a lot. Stop. Don't say that to me anymore if you see me on the street. It's offensive. It's weird. You're being weird when you say it. And she said, well, school was hard for her, too. And she's a teacher. She obviously went to college and killed it. But I said, well, I like to read. I like to read. Sometimes I'll get into something. Like, I used to be into fish a lot. Like, I used to nerd out on fish and insects. And lately I've been nerding out on falcons. But anyway, I was telling her like how much I knew about the Grateful Dead. And I loved the Grateful Dead, the band the Grateful Dead. I think they're the best band ever. better than the Beatles ever was, ever thought of being, better than Led Zeppelin, better than Pink Floyd, better than any band, better than Tom York. Any band Tom York was in, any band Prince has ever been in, and all that stuff. I love Prince, I love all those guys, but Grateful Dead is the best band. I'm talking about a band. Anyway, this little girl came running up later, and she was wearing this cute little dress. She had red hair. I think her name was Phoebe. It was. And she wouldn't get up at first, and then finally I kept looking at her. I said, come on, you need to get up here. And her dad was like, come on up there. So she came up there, and she was playing, and then she started getting crazy. Then she started, like, moshing, and she was wearing this little dress with Tyrannosaurus Rexes. That's maybe how you say that. A bunch of Tyrannosaurus Rexes and hearts. And so I right away got weird and said, hey, I love this dress, and we'll do some trivia now for the kids. Raise your hand if you know who is the Tyrannosaurus Rex's, I don't know if that's how you say that, but who is its closest living, who's the closest living relative to the Tyrannosaurus Rex? And I'll leave you with this. I'm not telling you what it is. Send me a message. I think we need to get some feedback on this. So on the comments on the YouTube thing, make sure to check us out. We're sponsored by Pokemon. We're sponsored by Keep It Local, y'all. We're not sponsored by Pokemon. No, we might need to bleep that out. I don't get Pokemon or Bulb. I don't get Dragon Ball Z. But that's part of being relevant. It's also part of being weird. And let me tell you something weird before I go. My son used to know every type of Pokemon. So I could hold up any Pokemon card, and this is why he's going to Yale and you're not. He would say, all right, Dad. And he had like 700 Pokemon cards. And he would say, all right, Dad. And I couldn't pronounce Pidgeotto. There's a couple that stick out. Bulbasaur. And the way they used to talk on there. Ash, you need to save Pikachu. And I would hold up the card, and he would say, all right, Dad. And I would hold up the card, and I would say, all right. And the names are incredibly creative they use for Pokemon. He would know what kind of type it was. He would know what region it was from. It was crazy. Love you, Pierce. Good luck at school. Let me know if you know who is the closest living relative to the T-Rex. Try not to Google it. See you next time. I'm gonna chug this coffee.
Black rock, black rock T-shirt. Black rock, black rock T-shirt. T-shirt.